Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
You got the little seeds growing on the trees, smiling in the breeze,
saying, saying,
pick me, please.
So sweet,
you got the sugar cane.
Look, we like a lot of it. Blow a little, sip a little, drink a little.
Down, 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 down,
drink it down.
You got milk so delicious, made from plants, it's auspicious and extra nutritious.
Saying, saying, drink me, I'm propitious.
Fire, fire, now you got the fire.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, health, wellness, justice, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this broadcast, on the last Tuesday in January 2025, we're going to stay warm. It's been cold here in Massachusetts. Let's start out with Hot Chocolate. This is a song by Charity and the Jam Band from their new album, The Vegan Album.
We like a lot of this. Blow a little, sip a little, drink a little.
Down, 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 down,
drink it down. Oh, the chocolate comes from the cacao tree,
cacao,
which grows in the shade of the jungle, you see.
The jungle.
The tree makes pods inside of which are seeds.
The
seeds are what we call cocoa beans. You ferment them and they turn into our favorite treat.
Yum.
Which is hot,
hot and steamy,
and oh so sweet. But do you flowers of these trees for whom we're so super grateful? You'll never guess, even if you try. It's not a bee or a bird, it's a teeny tiny fly called the Chocolate Midge. And it's not at all scary, super awesome, super cute, and super necessary.
Chocolate Midge!
That's what I say.
Chocolate Midge!
After this song, we'll be joined by Madeline Tuttle. Madeline is joining us via Skype in West Palm Beach, Florida. She's currently on the World Peace Way Tour with her husband, Dr. Will Tuttle, and they are at Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Then after February, they'll be heading back to Northern California via Texas and Arizona. Here's Madeline sharing information about Swiss Rösti, the signature Swiss hash brown potatoes meal. Enjoy.
We like a lot of it. Blow a little, sip a little, drink a little.
Down, 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 down,
drink it down.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Madeline. Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, thank you for having me, Marlene.
Well, I'm excited to hear about Swiss Rösti, the signature Swiss hash brown potatoes meal.
Oh, yeah. There are two types of rösti in Switzerland. One is made with boiled potatoes and one with raw. And one with raw potatoes is not so well known, and that's the one I'm making on the video. And it's the one my grandmother made and great-grandmother and my mother, so I learned to do it there. And it's not double-cooked like one takes boiled potatoes. It's only one-time cooked because we take raw potatoes. And it's actually such a simple meal, but it was like about once a week. We had that, and when I make it, I always think it's very festive when we eat it.
Swiss rösti, and
yes,
on the video that you have, which is great, helping people to make it, is that one can make it with oil or water. That was interesting to me. I would prefer the oil.
Yeah, of course, it's more crisp. And when people made it in hard times, when there was kind of a war kind of ambience, one didn't have so much oil, and so one took water. And I have to say, I agree to you. We use olive oil, but not too much. One can just, with a brush, one can just go through the pan and make it a little oily. So one takes about like 3 big potatoes per person. And for 2 people, let's see, one takes like 5 potatoes or 6. And then an onion, and not too big onion. And on the video, I make it for more than 4 really kind of hungry people. And then one can take them with the skin or without the skin. I prefer it without the skin, so I peel them with a peeler, the raw potatoes peeled. And then I have a grater and just do them coarsely. And then one grates them all and preheats the pan with a little bit of oil, and then one puts it in and bake it slowly because we like to have the potatoes nicely cooked also. And then one turns them around to the other side, and then when they're pretty well baked, then one increases the heat, so we can make a crispy side on both sides, and then one can serve it. And it's nice with maybe a cucumber salad or a leafy salad or also carrot salad. Just something with it, some kind of a salad would be nice. And then it's a perfect meal. One doesn't need anything else.
Yes, it looks delicious when you made it on the video, on your video channel, and this is all done on the stovetop.
Yeah, and we liked it a lot. But we don't make it every week. We maybe once a month or so, because we usually don't cook with oil. So that's an exception, and it's just a basic, beautiful meal. I made it actually in Switzerland. I made it on fire also. I had an oven or a stove with fire heated, and then I made it on fire, and that's, of course, it has a little bit of that fiery taste. It's a little different. But it's totally fine with gas, propane, or electric, whatever one has. Rösti is so good that we eat it in also cold when there is some leftover.
Madeline, with the onion, any type of onion, and also with the potatoes, any type of potatoes?
Yeah, I prefer the golden the, you can't go. But one can make it with the red or with the russet. But it's a little bit better with not so starchy one. The russets are more starchy. But it's good too. I mean, with any kind of potatoes. In the old times, they just had the potatoes they had right then, and they made it with any kind of potatoes. Also, the onion, I like to take purple one instead of a white, because the potatoes are already kind of white, yellowish, and then it's nice to have the purple color. And one grates it, like one grates the potatoes, one grinds the onion. So just with it and mix under.
Wonderful, Madeline. Thank you. This is great to hear about Swiss rösti, the signature Swiss hash brown potatoes meal.
Yeah.
And the Swiss rösti, I believe that's spelled R-O-E-S-T-I, but pronounced rösti.
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it has in Switzerland, it has an umlaut, two little points on the O instead of the E. But to understand it here, one just puts an E, and then one says instead of rösti, one says rösti. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's potatoes and onion, and then oil if one chooses, and made into a meal.
Yeah. A little bit of salt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We use real salt. It's a good salt, kind of like the Himalayan salt, but it's from Utah, so it's from the United States, the real salt.
Oh,
and
good.
Not too much. I usually bake it and do only a little bit and put the salt on the table. So it doesn't need a lot of salt.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Madeline. And best wishes for the rest of your tour, the World Peace Way Tour.
Yes. Thank you so much, Marlene. And thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Madeline. And
thank you, Marlene.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for your compassion.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Marlene. Bye.
It was a great pleasure to be joined by Madeline Tuttle, a vegan chef based in Northern California. And Madeline is also a flutist and a visionary artist from Switzerland. One can visit the video channel of Will Tuttle for more of Madeline's intuitive kitchen recipes and also clips of their veganic food forest. Amazing. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll have some more news from winter 2025. This song is called From the Mountaintop by Madeline and Will Tuttle from their album Inspiration. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. Next, I'd like to share this song from Vegan Queen V in England, UK.
You are beautiful. You are powerful.
Was a snippet of her song Beautiful, Powerful, Free from her album Freedom Warrior. Vegan Queen V. Next we'll hear a snippet of her song The Power. And this is dedicated to all the vegan activists worldwide. We will succeed. Freedom for all animals, not just the humankind. Now I'd like to share a snippet of my interview with Dr. Susan Craig. This was a previous interview, and I'm sharing it especially because of the solar geoengineering stratospheric aerosol injections that are filling the skies worldwide. And this is very relevant in the vegan movement because we understand that weapons aren't just knives and guns, that the weather can be weaponized. We see this happening, and of course, in the philosophy of deep veganism, it's the boomerang effect. As we sow, we reap. What goes around comes around, and as long as humanity continues to exploit and harm the other animals and justify it because they don't look like humans, well, I think that things are only going to get worse. So here's a snippet of my interview with Dr. Susan Craig. I had interviews with her in 2023 and also 2024. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Susan Craig, who's joining us from Northern California. Dr. Susan Craig has a doctorate in educational leadership. She stopped eating all animal products 33 years ago as a commitment to nonviolence towards all beings. In 2017, her Northern California home was destroyed in a massive wildfire that killed 44 people. She was able to evacuate all of her rescued chihuahuas and cats to safety, with the exception of a feral cat who survived the fire and was retrieved a month later. Susan relocated to an off-grid homestead in rural Northern California, which she named Happy Chihuahua Acres. She has studied veganic and sustainable grow biointensive gardening practices, grows much of her own food, and teaches veganic gardening classes. Susan is a founding member of the recently established North American Veganic Certification Standard, and her mini farm is certified veganic. Along with her mini farm, Susan has a private sanctuary for rescued animals. Susan has taught yoga for 17 years and is a World Peace Diet facilitator. A retired educator, Susan's highest priorities at this point in her life are to advocate for the animals and the earth, specifically through educating others about the urgent necessity of going vegan for the animals and the environment, sustainable living through growing one's own food veganically, and through raising awareness about climate engineering, a widespread yet little acknowledged practice that is a key factor in the unfolding biosphere collapse.
In my research on the geoengineeringwatch.org website, that's run by Dane Wigington, who is also a Northern California rural resident. He's been looking into this for a couple of decades now. He's been doing research, which has been documented in a film called The Dimming, that can be found on that website, where they did air analysis. They actually flew aircraft up into the streams that these jet aircraft were spewing and did air analyses and found high levels of aluminum. There's now graphene being found, plastic nanoparticles. So the concern is we're being, no matter how careful we are about how our own health practices, we can't opt out of breathing the air. And if our atmosphere is being destroyed, it affects all of us, wherever we are on the world. I have noticed that the mainstream media is doing zero reporting on this. There is almost complete silence on this. And I believe that the planet is being poisoned intentionally, in addition to all of the environmental impact of our collective activities.
We're listening to Dr. Susan Craig, who's joining us from Northern California via Skype.
I want to mention one other thing. In the United States, all of the weather modeling is done by defense contractors. So we're being fed filtered information, and we're not being told the truth about what's happening. And I would urge anyone who is concerned to do the following. One, go vegan if you are not already vegan and advocate for veganism. Number two, research about geoengineering by going to the most credible source, which is geoengineeringwatch.org. And I also wanted to mention HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Look it up. It is co-operated by the U.S. military and the University of Alaska. There are HAARP-like facilities all over the planet that are able to cause high pressure zones and drive weather and is contributing to climate engineering. And the other piece is that if one looks at satellite imagery, one can see how the weather is being directed by these microwave transmissions, and yet there's no mention of this. One reason I believe that we're not hearing more about climate engineering is that climate scientists are largely academics in university institutions, the environmental groups, and even larger agencies such as the UN and, of course, Bill Gates. There's a financial incentive to engage in climate engineering and keep it going. It's a huge, millions of tons of these particulates are being sprayed worldwide, and so it's a very big covert business.
Plant Demic by DJ K Van Motivation featuring Sarah.
Got that green on me at all times, need the chlorophyll for the glow up. I reap what I sow, karmic law, keep the crew around when I pull up. My seeds heirloom, breed rare blooms, breathe deep, then I blow up. Spit a bomb, verse, snake palms, worth chill on a grind just when I show up, bruh. Pardon the flex, give y'all the fruits of my labor so you know the quality fresh. Unconventional flow, non-GMO bars, only harvest the best. Drip, keep the people well fed from this black earth, that's a sovereign finesse. Audibly raising a new crop of base from the acres of juice on the bottom of my chest. Changing the landscape for the fam's sake, 10 toes down. We're from underground to the sky's the limit with these nappy roots in this fertile mound. This top shelf, homie, high grade. Drop an ounce worth of my tirade. Make them get a taste for that plant base. Drop a gold brick on a whole pound, eh? Chasing them grocery bags. I'm eating good for the summer. Keep my plate full with the spinach and kale. Now I got the hood on the come up. Ain't nothing artificial. I'm natural inclined to sun every pest that may run up. Rocks stay groundbreaking with this permaculture. Serving food for thought, so who want it? Yeah.
Water by DJ KVM Motivation. Much thanks to DJ KVM for sharing his music, and much thanks to my guest, Dr. Susan Craig, owner and manager of the Veganic Mini Farm and Animal Sanctuary, Happy Chihuahua Acres in Northern California. Much thanks to North American Veganic Certification Standard and to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you peace, prosperity, abundance, and love.
Ooh, planted my green onions. Grew the plant from the ceiling. From the very deep beginning. Ooh, watching the nuts sprout grow. When the wind gon' blow.